a move that promises to alter the city's political landscape, Mayor Bloomberg is expected to go for a third term. After dangling the possibility before the media for months now, people who've been briefed by the mayor say he'll make his intentions known tomorrow. WNYC's Bob Henley has been following the story. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. It's kind of like a political pileup on a foggy California highway. You know, one of those ones over the holidays involves like 140 cars.
Right. It all started with one car and then everything kind of... Well, you know, if this is official, how does the mayor actually go about doing it? How does he extend those term limits?
I guess it's settled law after the city council revised the term limits after voters weighed in twice back in 2002. There was an anomaly where six members had been shortened by 2 years, and so the council did what was a technical revision, and it held up in court, and it was quickly challenged. So much about this is so highly charged. You can be rest assured there will be some moment, a chapter of this Capra-esque movie that gets into court.
What are the political risks for the mayor in seeking a third term?
Well, if he goes the route of the council, which is the one that's been widely speculated on, the council will approve it, and it can be a one-time only. The political risk for the mayor is that, you know, he had a couple of power lunches with very influential people behind the scenes. And then Ron Lauder, the cosmetic executive who single-handedly kind of financed the push for term limits, he shifted yesterday in a Post story by David Seifman and then in a Times piece where he said because of the current economic circumstance and the dire straits the city finds itself in, he was the mayor. So he was the guy and he was the choice. Here's the thing, though. It could look like, you know, a couple of power lunches and behind-the-scenes meeting equal two public referendums. On the other hand, the advocates of the mayor can say, you know, this is an uncorruptible technocrat brought back by popular demand. You take your pick.
Now, what would this do for the city council or to the city council? I mean, if this goes through, everyone would basically get a chance at a third term.
Well, in a time where getting a job is difficult, it means I have full employment for four more years. No, actually, more seriously, there are 40 folks, elected officials who are shooting for citywide office, state legislature, you know, the mayor or whatever. All of a sudden, they have to recalibrate. Roughly two-thirds of the 51 council members were scheduled to be rotated out, and they've all decided to do possibly other things. So they've arranged all kinds of, you know, fundraising committees and the rest. And then you have all the newbies. Those are the uninitiated. Boy, are they initiated now. Some 120 individuals who are going to run for council for the first time. Now they may have an incumbent in, and they may say, never mind.
Right. And, you know, several people have been preparing to run for mayor, assuming that Bloomberg would be done after his second term. How are they reacting to all this?
Well, of course, we have City Controller Thompson saying basically that, you know, he wants to see it go back to the public in the form of a referendum. Speaker Quinn has been not said anything. Yesterday, she initially responded, all I have is a Post story, saying that it really hadn't formed her. Because let's be clear here. We could, I guess, the mayor theoretically could show up Thursday and kind of gaslight us and say, I never said I was running for a third term because, in point of fact, his office refused to confirm or comment on any of it. So it is kind of like that presidential ether thing.
And just briefly to wrap up, you know, there's some talk about possible legal action to prevent extending term limits. Who's looking into that?
Well, Citizens Union and other good government groups and also other individuals, concerned and interested parties, because they're going to say, you know, this was only approved when the council did this before at the appellate level. They can argue, listen, this is something the people have weighed in twice and they should be asked again. And that would have to happen, I guess, in a special election.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley.